Metallica. Headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now.
I don't know if you've seen this. Have you seen this over the last couple months, the petition that's out for AC/DC?
No, but it sounds totally accurate. Okay, let's face it.
Well, Dee Snider, he has been one of the guys that when they announced what was going to be at halftime of the Super Bowl, J-Lo and Shakira, the rock world kind of went a little crazy about it and said, well, wait a minute, man. Why are you guys, you know, you're putting a lot of pop and rap and stuff like that on halftime shows. And meanwhile, during the games, you're not playing J-Lo or Shakira. You know that, right? You play rock. When you're at a football game, it's mostly rock or rap.
Oh, come on, man. That dancey pop stuff is not what you want to go into kickoff with. Right.
So Dee Snider, an AC/DC aficionado, launched a change.org petition earlier this month calling for Angus Young and company to play the 55th Super Bowl halftime show at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. And it says, it's been a while since we had some real metal play at halftime. Listen to Dee Snider from Twisted Sister talk about this, okay? Because he makes a ton of sense. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Dee Snider with a message for Roger Goodell and the NFL and Jay-Z and Roc Nation. I've been making a lot of noise since before the Super Bowl and now after the Super Bowl about wanting to see real rock, hard rock, at the next halftime show. And there's been a lot of misrepresentation of what I've said, and I just want to be clear about what I'm trying to achieve. First of all, I'm not against any other kind of music. I think all music should be represented sooner or later at the Super Bowl, have that forum, the halftime show. But it has been a very long time, maybe since I'm thinking Aerosmith and Kiss, that it's been a very long time that a hard rock band, a real rock band, has been represented at the halftime show. And I think that it is time. I mean, every game you guys play, Crazy Train, Come On Feel the Noise, Thunderstruck, Hell's Bells, Enter Sandman, Welcome to the Jungle, hard rock classic songs. For an audience out there who has there's a lot of boomers in the audience, there's a lot of Gen Xers in the audience too. They're the ones buying up those expensive seats. They're the ones having those big Super Bowl parties. You know that. They're the ones buying the stuff that you're selling. Who do you think's going to be buying that electric Hummer that you advertise this year? Us, okay? And we want to be represented in the halftime show. And I'm pushing, there are a lot of bands that are stadium worthy. There are a lot of bands that have tons of hits, have sold tens of millions, hundreds of millions of records. But the one band that I think has such crossover appeal to so many people in all genres, pretty much everybody loves AC/DC. They have so many hit songs. You play so many of their songs at every single game. And the band is reuniting. The original band, they lost one of the members, but the original band is getting back together with a new album. They're going to be touring again, and they would bring down the house. Think about it. When that Hell's Bell gets struck, they start playing Thunderstruck, and the stadium is screaming thunder. Just think about it. For those about to rock, you shook me all night long. I mean, Back in Black, I can keep going, but people love AC/DC. They cross over to fans of all kinds of music. Jay-Z, you know you're an AC/DC fan. You know you're an AC/DC fan, okay? And I'm just asking for equal time. Not hating on the other people. It's been said in the press that said this and said that. I'm being misquoted. I'm being misrepresented. Everybody should have a shot at that great stage at the halftime show. All I'm asking for is a little true rock, a little hard rock. How about Super Bowl 55 in 2021, AC/DC? I promise you they will bring the house down, and I will shut up forever.
There you go. Hard to argue with it. Ramona goes, You can't get pumped to J-Lo at a game. That's wrong.
From the block. Yeah, Jenny from the block.
Well, you know what it is, Ramona? It's like having Jimmy Buffett at the Dolphin games. I love Jimmy Buffett, dude. I'm a huge Jimmy Buffett fan.
If you're down in the Keys.
I've seen him in concert and everything. I love Jimmy Buffett. I'm a tiny parrot head, let's say. But I want Jimmy Buffett when I'm hanging out in the Keys, fishing, relaxing.
A cruise boat.
Whatever, chilling. At a football game, fins to the left, come on, dude, give me a break. Jimmy Buffett doesn't go with football. And I love Jimmy Buffett. But, you know, it just doesn't go. I love the Smiths, too. I don't want it in a football game. I'm good. No Smiths. Okay? I like the Bengals. Not in a game. There's plenty of people. I love Whitney Houston. Don't want her in a football game. Unless she's singing the national anthem. But outside of that, how will I know? I want to hear that in a football game? No, I don't want to hear that in a football game. You know, so that to me, he's right. They spend their time playing rock all the time in football games. Football and hockey, it's rock mostly that dominates. Because it goes with what you're doing.
Funny you would say that. Last night I was really impressed. We're over there playing. Who were we playing last night? The Ducks, Anaheim Ducks. Yeah. They're jamming STP, man. And it was God, yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what? Can I say this right now?
Supposed to.
Can I say this right now? We need to make rocks official spokesman D. Snyder, because between that and what he did on Capitol Hill fighting freaking Tipper Gore and that censorship crap, okay? Yeah. D. Snyder should be, anytime Rock is going to say something, bring D and let him be the guy at the mic, okay?
Yep. No, you're right. You're right. Ramona says, I was kind of embarrassed last time. I was at a phone game, especially being around Jets fans. Myra says, Ramona, it's a propaganda stage. AC/DC, a lot of new millennials don't know AC/DC, and I would love to watch an AC/DC Super Bowl halftime, but really, reality ratings win. Maybe you're right. Maybe they won't get the kind of ratings, but...
My nephews in their 20s or early 20s, they love AC/DC. They're dying for AC/DC to come back.
Yeah, that's...
We all are. We've been waiting. Bro, this is since last May.
I think D is right. A lot of people, even if you're not necessarily a big rock person, you'll like a couple of AC/DC
songs.
He
called out Jay-Z, and Jay-Z, you know, hey, I could say this, was at Black Eyed Peas' last concert. The day before Thanksgiving at Joe Robbie, Will.i.am pulls out his solo set, and he, dude, threw AC/DC, Led Zeppelin. We all like this, and then throws like Earth, Wind, and Fire and Michael Jackson.
Great music.
But doing rock, and yeah, it was like AC/DC. We all like AC/DC.
Yeah. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Michael Jackson, and AC/DC. The stuff you can't get nowadays. Not at all, not even close. Ray says, fins to the left, fins to the right. Oh, hell no. Cheesy at its finest. I'm with you, man. And that's because Jimmy Buffett doesn't belong in a football game. That's all, bro. Nothing wrong with Jimmy Buffett, but not at a football game. Ramona says, I'm 32 and I know AC/DC and Led Zeppelin. Dougie Fresh says, thanks for nothing, D. Snyder. There goes my dream of a halftime show with Kaja Gugu and Clay Aiken. That's a good bass too. Was talking about the road and being on the road and how it kind of wears you down as a musician, and then talking about Eddie Van Halen and the article, it says David Lee Roth on unforgiving touring life, and it says it kills people. And listen to this, okay? Currently opening up for Kiss, David Lee Roth is wondering, in his first tour since Van Halen got off the road in 2015, is it the last time he'll perform? I'm calling it the last tour, he joked to the Star Tribune, and then underneath it in parentheses, unless it isn't. At my age, everything is a possible farewell tour. He added that the time he's put in taught him not to take anything for granted anymore. I'm a 40,000-hour man now, and I'm guessing the fellas in Kiss are 50,000-hour men now. He said, with all those hours of work experience comes confidence, but also a good, healthy fear of what reality can bring for you. Consequently, an intense appreciation of being able to do what we do for a living. And I know a lot of people, who hate what they do for a living, which is true. It's been a long, great trip, a long, great run, he continued. But this kind of music requires the kind of energy that people in their 20s bring. You know what the NFL stands for? Not for long. It's similar in rock. I remember the days when we would stand around and say, let's go have a cigarette. And that's what we did. Four guys having one cigarette. I remember those days. They go by fast. So enjoy them while you're in them. His decision to return to a solo career first with the Las Vegas residency and now on the Kiss tour came from having waited 5 years for another trek with Van Halen, and now it's time for me to shine. Roth refused to speculate on why the 2019 stadium tour he talked about never materialized. He only said, you know what I know, and admitted that he doesn't know about the health status of Eddie Van Halen. Ed, God bless him, may have a fair amount of time ahead of him, he said, but going out on the road is an unforgiving task. It kills people. I remember if you watched the movie The Dirt from Motley Crue, and the one moment where the manager goes to the record executive, who was demanding them finish the album and get on the road already, he was like, "You see those guys? Are you going to be responsible when one of them comes back in a body bag?" And he was like, "Whatever, just get them on the road." Like he didn't care. He didn't care if one of them died. Because the record company just wants you to get on the road, promote, sell the album, all that stuff. They don't care about you. You know? And it's a shame what's happened to Eddie Van Halen, man, that he hasn't been able to take care of himself. I give Dave a lot of credit. You know, Dave looks good for his age, the wear and tear, everything that he probably did in his life. He looks good overall. Now, his voice is, you know, pretty much shot and he can't do the stuff that he used to and all that stuff, but he does physically. He looks obviously a lot better than Eddie has. You know, Eddie has had his moments, but man, he's had a lot of down moments, man. What a shame. It's a real shame. And for those of you that love your rock and you love, you know, maybe Van Halen and you've never had the opportunity to see Eddie live, I feel for you because that's one of the great treats of all time to be able to see Eddie Van Halen do his thing. And that's where I feel blessed that from the first time I saw him, which was the Fair Warning Tour in 81 at the Hollywood Sportatorium, that was my first Van Halen concert. I have been so blessed to have been able to have seen them, I don't know, I think it's like 10 times, 12 times or something, you know, and be able to see And towards the end, the last couple times I went to concerts, I kind of knew David really wasn't, you know, his voice wasn't there anymore. But I went more because I wanted to see Eddie do his thing. And that's what I would have done with that stadium tour 2 years ago. If they would have had it, it would have been more about going to see Eddie. You know, if I go see Kiss, I'm going to go see Kiss, not really David. David will be the throw-in. You know, and it'll be one thing I will say this, which will be fun. I won't sound great, but I've never actually heard David live sing his stuff. I never saw it. You ever saw solo David Lee Roth? I never saw that. Did you, Bill? Did you ever get to see David Lee Roth solo? I never saw him solo.
No, I did not.
No, oh, that would have been cool, especially the first album with Stevie Vai.
Stevie Vai? That would Yankee have been really Rose, cool, man. That, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been really cool in those days to see that because that was a really good band, period. And, I, you know, it's funny because I like a lot of his solo stuff. I don't think it's bad music. I think it's pretty decent music. It's not Van Halen, obviously, because I love Van Halen, especially old Van Halen is my favorite. But, yeah, it's All you ever hear about from bands is that touring is torture. As much as we might enjoy it as a fan base to see it, a lot of them don't enjoy the tour thing. In fact, I just read, I'll give you one. How about this? Richie Kotzen from the Winery Dogs. And that's one of those bands that I love, the Winery Dogs, because it's like a super band, three guys that get together. And on the classic metal show, Richie Kotzen, the guitarist and vocalist, was asked about the status of the Winery Dogs. I've got their first two albums. They're really good. Yeah, the power trio with Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater and Avenged Sevenfold, and Billy Sheehan, of course, from Mr. Big, Talas, and David Lee Roth, because Billy Sheehan, along with Stevie Vai, you know, again, great artist that David had with him. He said that the first record in 2013 was something that people responded at a level that I didn't think any of us were expecting. Well, it was a really good album. We really did get a lot of our heat off of that. And then, to be completely honest about everything, at that point, at the end of that and after the record, I wanted to go back and do whatever it was that I was doing before. Personally, at no point in my life have I ever sat around and thought, I want to be in a full-time band. I've never had that fantasy. I think a lot of musicians did. When I was young, I wanted to be Prince or David Bowie or Stevie Wonder. I just have a different DNA. I appreciate the stuff I did with the band Poison or Mr. Big or Stanley Clark. And, of course, the Winery Dogs was at the top because I had so much of my heart in that project. But after the first record, I personally felt that it was very grueling. The touring, we went all over the place, and it was go, 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 go. I'm not a big road dog. I can go on the road. I can do a month here, a month there, and that's how I like to do it when I'm solo. I'll do a month in Europe, and then I'll go home for 3 months, and then I'll go to South America for 3 weeks, and then I'll come home. I was really happy with the record, and I love the guys, but I didn't feel like I needed to stay on the road the rest of my life. So it's funny how, you know, I was reading these stories yesterday and how one was weaving into the other, because Roth was talking about how the road will tear you apart. And then I read this from Kotzen, and he's talking about the same thing, because I've talked with several artists about this over the years. I've had them on my shows. I've talked to them behind stage, whatever. Over the years, I've had a lot of access to them and to different artists, and they all tell you, touring is a bitch. And if you watch The Dirt, okay, there's a scene where Tommy Lee describes what touring is and how he would, you know, do the show, then the after party, then the after party, right? And then you'd walk into your room around 6 a.m. to get up and go travel right away to the next city. You know, and one time his manager handcuffed him to the bed so he would stay sleeping and not go out and get in trouble. And think about how bad that is. But your addictions and all that other stuff that you do gets worse on the road. That's what I'm told. And it's lonely because your family's not around. If you have family, your loved one is not around, your spouse or anything like that. That's Steve Perry. Steve Perry didn't want to be a rock star anymore. That's part of why Journey's no longer together, and now they have Arnel Pineda as their front guy. The other guys love touring. Jonathan Cain loves touring. Neil Sean loves touring. All these guys love touring. But Steve Perry was the one that did not want to tour. He could not stand it. He was tired of it. And it's funny because those of us that are music fanatics like myself, you know, you'll go see a band in multiple cities, because I've done it. I've done it 100 times where I go see a band, you know, two nights in a row in the same city, or I travel from one city to another. Hell, me and Bill, you know, a few months back, we did the Florida Triangle for Greta Van Fleet. We saw him in Miami. We drove up to Jacksonville. We went to to Orlando, and then we came back down to Miami. Did that. I've done that so many times. It's blinding how many times I've done that. And we find it a thrill, but the artist, they hate it, man. Overall, most of them, not all. There's some that like it, but most of them, they get tired of the road. It's a really lonely place and a tiresome place.